Since its formation in 1969, Allied Arts of Chattanooga has raised more than $65 million to support the arts in Chattanooga, according to Dan Bowers. Mr. Bowers is the president of the non-profit organization now called Arts Build Chattanooga. In changing their name, they have now effectively made a statement of intent every time they say it.
Every time you say it, you're reiterating your mission and also your philosophy and your vision. Right?
Exactly. And you know, the interesting thing is that when we were debating changing our name, and we changed from Allied Arts to Arts Build, there was some discussion about leaving arts out of the name. Sometimes when people say art, they conjure up an elitist sort of idea. But in the end, our board said, no, we're going to stick with arts, and part of our job is to help people see the important role that the arts play in their everyday life as individuals and in our lives collectively as a community, because art is in all of our lives every day, many times a day, whether we recognize it or not. And so, I think that the right choice was made to keep art in our name and then to continue to help people to realize how important it is to all of us.
On Tuesday, March 11th, Arts Build Chattanooga is going to give Ruth Holmberg their first Arts Leadership Award. The award will be presented annually to someone the community feels has made a significant contribution to the arts in Chattanooga. Making Mrs. Holmberg the recipient for the first award was a no-brainer, according to Arts Build Chairwoman Patty Frierson.
He decided, you know, that this was her home and built her home here, and I think her influence in the community and realizing that Chattanooga needed a symphony and needed a Hunter Museum and led both of those organizations over the years and was a founding member of the Tennessee Arts Commission. So she was not just known in Chattanooga, but statewide and certainly nationally for her philanthropy, but also her leadership, and that's so key. So the 21st Century Waterfront Trust, that whole addition to the Hunter, the addition to the aquarium, the addition to the Creative Discovery Museum, and all of the work on the riverfront would not have been possible if she hadn't stepped forward and made the first significant gift. And once she made that significant gift, everyone just followed suit, because Ruth was one that you listened to. And whether it was foundations or corporations or individuals, Mayor Corker was there trying to raise the money himself, trying to help those organizations and build that public-private partnership. So he certainly was a leader as well, but it couldn't be done without private individuals stepping forward. So I think that I was chairman of the board of the Creative Discovery Museum at the time. So I saw firsthand what that meant in the rooms when we were talking to people, which is why I'm really excited that she's the first one to be honored in this for this award.
One reason for the creation of the award, as Dan Bowers sees it, was to again remind all of us of the seminal role the arts play in any community.
I think we in the arts field have shortchanged ourselves by not articulating the role that the arts play. I think that the arts have done this for a long, long time, but the role that the arts play in educating our children and the critical nature of that, the role that the arts play in helping us to attract someone like Volkswagen in our economic development. Volkswagen didn't come here because of the arts, but had we been devoid of the arts, I don't think we ever would have attracted them. So it's an important piece of the cloth. The role that the arts play in making it a great downtown, that if you were to take the arts out of downtown, I think you'd just have a shell. The role that the arts play in bringing us together, of knitting together communities.
And again, according to Dan Bowers, there was really no debate at all over who should be the first recipient of their Arts Leadership Award. Ruth Holmberg, he said, embodies Arts Build's mission of building a stronger community through the arts. Without her vision and unparalleled leadership, Chattanooga would not be the vibrant arts community it is today. In an op-ed piece in the Chattanooga Times Free Press in 2011, Mrs. Holmberg herself wrote, "The arts enrich and benefit the lives of the community we live in." That's certainly true of Chattanooga. Arts and culture are part of what make our community vibrant and special. Chattanooga has a long history of support for the arts, and the arts have played an integral role in the revitalization of the community. Indeed, the arts will continue to be a major player at the table as the community's renaissance continues.
She chaired our cultural plan, Imagine Chattanooga 2020, about 3 years ago, and she spoke many times about where the city had come and why she was so dedicated. And at this stage in her life, to agree to co-chair this effort was really huge for us, because this was a 9-month to 12-month effort, and we had 50 people on a committee, and we had meetings all over the city to try to gather thought from people about where they saw the arts. And a lot of our new mission and our new name and everything came out of us listening to what people had to say about what the arts meant in Chattanooga, what people wanted to see from arts, you know, where they wanted to see the arts, how they wanted to be accessible. She led that effort even just 3 years ago in her 80s, which is just amazing. So we are grateful for her for doing that. She is also so very humble. Didn't know that she was worthy of this award. And even when we asked her to chair the cultural plan, she really wondered, is that something that I should be doing? And we were like, absolutely. And she wanted to do it, but wondered if she was the right person to do it. So she doesn't really assume this role because she always thinks that other people are just as worthy. So she's a very humble person, which is what makes her so appealing and what makes her a leader, is because, you know, she does it in her own way. So our event will honor her, and we are hoping the whole community comes out to join her in honoring her and really kicking off this Arts Leadership Award, the first of many to come. So we're excited that she's agreed to accept that.
What's the purpose of the Arts Leadership Award?
Well, what we really want to honor is significant contributions to the arts, whether it be volunteer, whether it be financial, whether, you know, just making an impact on our city and leading. And there's no one else that embodies that more than Ruth. And also in keeping with our mission, someone who has led and helped to build a stronger community through the arts. We want this person or entity, it may be a company one day, it could be a student. We want that to really reflect what Arts Build is all about and arts leadership in our city. And so it would be people can nominate throughout the year, and then there will be a selection committee for that. So that's the reason we did it. We felt like there are many awards in this city, but none really reflected the leadership in the arts, and we felt like the role that it plays in our city, that needed to be done.
Well, it's in your name, isn't it? The first annual Arts Leadership Award will be presented to Ruth Holmberg during a ceremony on Tuesday, March 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 at The Space at Warehouse Row. More information is available through the Arts Build Chattanooga website, or you can call them 423-756-2787. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.